everyone! I am Alexandra Mendez, and today, let's read the story of The Little Girl in a Box, a story by Felinda V. Bagas, illustrations by Aldi C. Aguirre, from Adarna House Publishing. The Little Girl in a Box by Felinda V. Bagas, illustrations by Aldi C. Aguirre, from Adarna House Publishing. There was once a box, a cardboard box. It was just an ordinary looking box. There wasn't a single mark on it, no name, no address, not even a postage stamp. But inside the box was something special. There was a little girl living in this box. For as long as the little girl remembered, she had stayed in this box. She never did mind. She never even cried. She was perfectly fine living in this box. Here, she was free from the heat and the sun, from the wind and the rain. She loved her huge cardboard box. One day, she woke up with nuns fussing around her. The nuns tried to carry her away, but she cried and cried until she was returned to her box. And there she stayed. She ate her meals in there. She took her baths in there. When she was lonely, the other children came and played. When it was time for bed, the nuns would come one by one and kiss her on the forehead. And the little girl would close her eyes and fall asleep inside her cardboard box. Days passed, and soon the little girl became too big for her box, and so the box became a car and drove the little girl to a fancy house. There, she was given lots of food to eat, lots of clothes and shoes to wear, and lots of toys to play with. And just outside a big room that was all hers was a beautiful garden with bright and colorful flowers that winked and smiled and waved at her to go out and play. And the little girl liked it there. But the man of the house only talked to her with no's and don'ts. No, don't play with that. No, don't touch those. No, don't make so much noise. Soon, the little girl felt her limbs turn to wood from all the sitting still, and her mouth stitched together from all the keeping quiet. And she could only stare at the beautiful flowers in the garden, but never play with them. That wasn't nice at all. And so the little girl crawled back to her box, and there she stayed. More days passed, and the little girl grew. Now she had to hug her niece to fit in the box, and so the box became a boat and took her across the sea to a house by the bay. There were other children at the house by the bay. With them, the little girl made playthings and built tunnels and buried herself in the sand. With them, she learned to glide the water on the backs of whale sharks and swam and dove and danced with silver fishes. At night, she sat up late with them to listen to the wind and the waves carry the songs of the mermaids. And the little girl really liked it there. But there were too many children at the house by the bay. They were always hungry. They were most of the time messy and noisy, and at least one of the children always cried. The woman of the house, though she really tried, couldn't help them all. The little girl could see the woman was tired even when she hid it with smiles and a song. The little girl felt sad for her. That wasn't nice at all. And so the little girl, though she really liked the woman, the children, the sand, the whale sharks, the fishes, the mermaids at the house by the bay, walked back to her box, and there she stayed. More days passed, and the little girl grew some more. Now, she had to lean her head sideways so it could still fit inside her box. And so the box became a plane that flew her across the sky, then a vegetable truck that climbed up a mountain, then a big brown carabao that carried her up some more to a village high, high up the mountain peak. The village high up the mountain peak was the loveliest of all. There she embraced fine, white flowing clouds and flew with them to see the sun. And at night, she jumped from star to twinkling star to get a goodnight kiss from the man on the moon. The little girl loved it there, at the village high up the mountain. But the cotton clouds turned to cold water on the little girl's skin. And one night, as she jumped over a star, the chilly wind blew her to the ground. Soon, her nose was dripping and her throat ached from coughing. That wasn't nice at all. And so, the little girl gnashed her teeth and shivered and swayed her way back to her box, her warm, cozy cardboard box. And there she stayed. She lived in that box for a long, long time. She lay on her side, her head bent, and her knees touching her chin. The box was now too small for her to fit in, but there was nowhere else to go. Until one day, the little girl woke up and heard little birds singing. They were singing all the songs she heard in all the places she had gone to. The little girl liked what she heard, so she peeked out of her box and found that she was in a really bright room. The ceiling was white like the clouds, the walls were blue like the sea. The little girl liked what she saw. The woman of the house came in and gave her cookies to eat and milk to drink. She helped her dress and played with her and read her books and sang to her. The man of the house came in and tossed her round and round the room. He took her out to the garden and taught her how to throw balls and jump rope and ride a bicycle. Soon, the little girl came to call them Mama and Papa. She loved them both for real. And so, the little girl stayed with them. There was once a box, a cardboard box, an ordinary looking box. No mark on it, no name, no address, no postage stamp, but it was a special box. It brought the little girl who used to live in it to the house that became her real home. The Little Girl in a Box. Story by Felinda V. Bagas. Illustration by Aldi C. Aguirre from Adarna House Publishing. The Little Girl in a Box is a heartwarming story of how she found her forever home. Did you know that the box is a symbol for her safe space? What about you? Do you also have your own space where you could just be yourself and feel safe? Thank you for listening to Pambatang Pinoy Stories podcast. We hope you like the story, The Little Girl in a Box. I am Alexandra Mendez. Thank you. Bye.